Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise High Ticket Dropshipping Podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you about what you need to do to have a very productive day. So there's a few things that I always start with, and I think these are key with any productive day. But number one is getting outside first thing in the morning, getting some fresh air, and kind of just awakening your senses. And so the first thing I do every morning after I shower and brush my teeth, I actually make a quick smoothie. I make coconut water and banana, and I put some vegetables in there, some spirulina, some maca powder, some other things. I take some supplements as well, and I take about 5 minutes or so. I meditate and I drink that, and then I grab some water and I go for a walk. And the walk is really, really good for me because I'm able to meditate some more, but I'm also able to breathe some air, get some blood flowing through my body, and also, you know, to kind of like see things around me, like become more aware, like make my senses more alert. And by going outside in the morning, first thing in the morning, instead of just sitting inside and going right to work, I actually become more happy. Like it just breeds happiness into my life. So I highly recommend you guys take a quick walk in the morning. If you work from home, that's fine. Just go outside and walk around your block, or go for a quick hike if you live out in the wilderness somewhere. If you live in a big city, you know, just walk down the street to a coffee shop, have some coffee, and walk back home. It's a really good habit to get into, and you'll appreciate it a lot. So I do that every single day. I go to the coffee shop, and then I get into work. So I usually try to wake up around 6 or 7 a.m. Some mornings are a little bit later because I go to sleep later, but 6 or 7 a.m. is a really good time to wake up. All the coffee shops start opening up just before 6 usually, and so, you know, it's a great time to just get in there. It's not too crowded yet. Grab a coffee, grab a muffin or something, and sit down and get into some stuff. You know, usually answer some emails, you know, customer service stuff, but then get into whatever is like the most important thing on my list. So the number one thing I do is I always keep like an ongoing projects list. So it's my list of my biggest projects that I have going on, kind of a big broad list, things I want to get done in the coming weeks and months. And then I break those lists down to sub lists for each project. So like, what are the like little tiny micro to-do tasks that I have? And I kind of go through all this stuff. I start with the biggest projects first and I dive into those. So I kind of separate them from like big projects that are more like on the emergency level versus more on the important level. So I do the emergency stuff first. Obviously that needs to be done. Like if I have client work, I'll do the client work first before I get into building my business, that kind of stuff. If there's anything specifically that needs to be done on the dropship stores immediately, then I do that before I actually get into doing anything else, right? But then from there, I move into working on my big business projects. So I try to decide what's the number one thing that's going to move the needle in my business, and I just jump into that. You know, right now it's getting into my masterclass and updating those videos and building out the funnels and building the content for the blog as well as the emails and the YouTube channel, of course. So, and you know, daily podcasts and all that. There's a lot to do with E-Commerce Paradise, but the same can be said for my high ticket dropshipping store. This big store that we have needs a lot of work every day, and it's just because we want to grow. You know, we don't have to work on it, but we do because we want it to grow. So I get into that, and that's a good hour or two that I spend in the morning, maybe even up to 3 hours, just working on stuff, you know, and putting things together and getting things done. I find that my peak energy levels are right around, you know, 7 to 10 a.m. And then what I usually do is I actually leave the coffee shop after about 2 or 3 hours, because that's about the maximum amount of time that I'm able to focus on any one, you know, work session before I kind of start to get worn out. And my peak energy kind of dissipates, and I start realizing that because I start kind of losing focus. And as soon as I start losing focus or just kind of feel like taking a break, I just take a break. I wrap everything up. I walk outside and I walk down the street. I have another place that I like to go to. It's more of a restaurant, and they serve smoothie bowls and healthy vegan food and stuff like that, which keeps me going through the day too. And I don't drink any coffee past my first one in the morning now. I have one coffee a day, and that's it. And it's been serving me really well. I don't ever feel like I'm overstressed. I don't feel like I'm having any panic attacks or anything like that. Coffee, I used to drink coffee a lot, 2-3 times a day. And it would just, you know, it would make me stressed out. It would make me jittery. I would get sick sometimes because of it, because caffeine is very acidic, so it's bad for your body if you drink too much of it. So it's a really good thing to do is to regulate your caffeine intake. And the way I do it now is I have one coffee in the morning, and then throughout the day I'll just drink Earl Grey tea and, you know, black tea with mint and stuff like that. So I'll have mint tea for my kind of brunch with a smoothie bowl. The smoothie bowl is really good because it keeps my body, keeps my metabolism going, gets sugar in there, and the fruit is also very good and healthy, lots of vitamins. So it's very, very delicious. And and then I do another probably 2 or so hours of work after that. And, again, it's peak time for me. It's a good atmosphere. I'm in a restaurant, kind of coffee shop sort of atmosphere. And so I like working from these places because I don't really have too many distractions. I can really focus on my work. Some people are different. Some people feel like at a coffee shop you have a lot of distractions. For me, it's more of a feeling of being at an office space sort of. So I feel like I should be working more. And especially when I'm at a coffee shop, I don't feel like relaxing. I feel like getting things done just because it's not a very relaxing atmosphere. So I kind of put myself in a place that I'm out of my comfort zone intentionally just so that I'll get more work done. And I highly recommend that for you guys. If you find yourself, being at home, working from home and kind of getting lazy sometimes, it's probably just because you're comfortable in your home office or wherever your workspace is, your living room or something like that. So if you live in a studio apartment, it might be your bedroom is where you're working. I used to do that in California. We kind of had to live in a studio just because it was the only affordable option. And I would find myself getting lazy sometimes. I had to get out of the house to actually be productive and get work done. It's just part of life. So I highly recommend you guys work from coffee shops and don't just drive or, don't grab an Uber to the coffee shop. If you can, walk. Walking is one of the best exercises. It takes a long time, but the cool thing is you can plug in some earbuds, you can listen to a podcast, you might even be walking to the coffee shop right now and listening to my podcast, who knows. But you could also listen to music and relax and meditate. I do that a lot. Listening to podcasts is great, but then you're kind of taking everybody else's thoughts in. What if you want to just listen to your own thoughts and your own rhythm? Just listen to some music and meditate. It's a really good thing to do. Often I come up with the best ideas and I make some really important decisions for the future of my business just while, doing these walking exercises around from coffee shop to coffee shop. After about 4 or 5 hours or so, maybe up to 6 hours of working in the morning, I'm totally just kind of toast. And I probably got some good work done. So from there, I just go and take a break by the park. There's a really nice park, and I can highly, highly recommend you guys find some sort of nature you can go to. No matter where you live, nature is the best thing you can do to relax your mind. And if there's wildlife, that's even better. For instance, at the park that I go to, there's a nice big lake, and there's a lot of turtles and koi fish and catfish that are in the lake. And it's really cool. The turtles kind of climb their way onto the embankment of the side of the lake during the early afternoon hours, and they take a break in the sunlight and they kind of dry off and stuff like that and relax. So I get to kind of just hang out, and I go sit down by the turtles, and they're chill, they're relaxed, they don't freak out or anything. They're just sitting there, and it's kind of cool, just hang out with wildlife. Wildlife is very cool because wild creatures, they don't really have the same outlook on everything as we do. They're very simple-minded creatures, that eat and try to survive. And find a mate and, sleep and rest, they just rest all the time and unless they're eating or mating. So it's like a very simple life, and being around, surrounding yourself with wildlife of one way or another, even if it's just a pet, it doesn't have to be wildlife. It could just be your pet, like everybody loves dogs and cats just because they're the same way, and it really relaxes you and keeps your mind more, easy going. So, working can get you so stressed out. And then if you just take a break and you relax and you realize life can be very simple, if you just let it be simple, you'll be much happier that way. And you'll just be more grounded and more centered and balanced in your mind, body, and spirit and soul. And in your heart, you'll be more happy. So, do that. And I usually take at least a half hour, maybe even up to an hour, just to kind of chill and relax and be peaceful and, kind of meditate in the shade under a tree or something at the park, watch the turtles and relax. And then I go grab some lunch, and usually a light lunch, a salad with a juice. It's really good for you just to eat light lunches. If you eat a big heavy meal at lunch, the issue is that your body then needs to digest all that food, and then in the afternoon you tend to not be as productive just because you're more tired. I don't really eat a big meal until dinner, and dinner's usually around like 5 or 6 p.m. So, once I've eaten my light lunch, I go back to another coffee shop, a different coffee shop, and then I do some more work. And I actually drink a chai tea latte. Very, very cool drink, you know, very, can be very sweet, but also it's just, you know, it's based on tea again, not coffee. And that's the key. So I'm not over caffeinating myself. It's just a very, very, very small caffeine boost. But it's enough. And I get, you know, some more good work done. So I might work up to 8 or 9 hours a day. And that's just because I'm focused so much on building my business. And there's a ton of work that needs to be done. And I find myself going back and editing things and updating a lot of stuff. You know, I'm not constantly building upwards. It's kind of this like strange path that I had to take with my business where I build things the best I know how to do right now. And then I continue forward. But then sometimes I find out a better way to do it. So I have to go back and change it and update it and redo things. And yeah, I've been doing that a lot, just kind of going back and improving different parts of the businesses. And I think that's really important and keys to understand is that when you build your business, it's never going to be that same way forever. In fact, you probably shouldn't just ever have that mindset of building it and then forgetting it and leaving it forever, because things will update, you know, things will change, software changes, platforms change, people's, you know, the markets change, people's perspective on certain websites change. You know, and for that matter, competition can change, competition can evolve and get better at what they're doing. If you end up doing really good in your market, you know, maybe your competitors take notice of you and they might start trying to copy your site and different things. So you have to always be evolving and always updating and finding better ways. And a big part of that is education. So when I'm sitting at the coffee shop and working, if it's not something I have to actually be doing creatively, and it's just sort of like building things out, you know, then what I usually do is I put a audiobook on. Right now, I was listening to the audiobook for Software Secrets, because that's kind of what I'm planning on doing for the next 6 months to a year outside of everything else I'm doing is working on software and building automation software for high-ticket dropshipping. You know, first and foremost, to help us automate our store and the building of it and the management of it. But then, of course, to help you guys with your stores, because I think that's key, is to be able to, you know, help a broader market with software. And I'm going to create, you know, a lot of, you know, very simple pieces of software at first, and then probably make a suite of software after that. So we'll see how it goes. But Software Secrets is a really cool book, and it's very inexpensive. It comes with the audiobook when you buy it, and also you can buy the course for a couple $1,000s like I did if you want to, and actually make the software. But the book is just, it's nice. And the guys who made TrustGuard and Shopper Approved actually wrote it and had a had like a reader read it or whatever for the audiobook. So it's pretty cool. And yeah, anyway, so I'm reading that right now. There are some other, you know, books and courses and stuff like that that I read, specifically one called Autoresponder Madness by gosh, I forget his name now, but yeah, Autoresponder Madness is really good. It came with a suite of other courses I purchased from the same guy, and really, really cool. He actually makes a lot of the courses written, because he's just mainly kind of an introverted writer, and he does really good email marketing. And so obviously, you know, you want to take a course from somebody who's really good at writing, right? And so a lot of the courses are going to be written, and it just makes sense. The cool thing is he actually paid somebody to read his course for him, so that's nice. So I listen to it while I'm doing the work. And I think that's one thing you guys have to understand is that, like, if you want to be productive in life and always be able to update things, you have to always be learning too. And you have to figure out, like, hack those ways in your life that you can learn while you work. So you're getting two done at the same time. And the only way you can do that is to understand when you're doing work that is more of a motor function than a creative function. In other words, it uses the left side of the brain instead of the right side of the brain. So the right side of the brain's more creative. So, like, let's say you're writing a review or you're writing an about page or like a blog post, that's going to be your creative side. So you're not going to be able to listen to somebody talk while you're doing that. You should be listening to music, so it relaxes your brain, so then that right side of the brain can do the creative work. But if you're doing some sort of a motor function, like, let's just say you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, or, you know, whatever it is, you can actually listen to somebody talking and you can inculcate, like, take in the information into your mind, into your memory banks while you do that work. So just kind of try to notice what kind of work you do throughout the day. And if it's motor function work, plug in some sort of an audiobook into your ears and listen to that so that you can continue to grow your knowledge base and your understanding of how things work while you build your business. And that's kind of one of the secrets to how I've been able to build my business so big so quickly. And, you know, have just become so successful in the last 5 or so years is just because of that alone. All that, and also networking. You know, it's all about who you know as well as what you know. keep that in mind. But yeah, so then after, 5 o'clock or so, I usually, wrap up work and I walk home, another nice walking session. So I've already had like a few different relaxation sessions throughout the day. I go home and then I usually, strap my feet up with some skate shoes and head out to the skate park to get exercise. I think exercise is key. I think every single day you possibly can, I would say 5 days a week minimum, you should be getting cardio exercise, because sweating and breathing and everything that comes with getting blood flowing through your veins and moving around quickly is really, 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 really good for your life in general. So figure out what kind of cardio exercise you like to do and are good at doing, and go and do that. For me, it happens to be skateboarding. I love skateboarding. I'm really good at it, and it's really good for me. I skate mostly at this one park, the same park I happen to chill at in the afternoon, except it's really hot in the afternoon, so I wait till nighttime to go skate after it's cooled off. It's lit at night. It closes at about 8:30 or something like that, 9. So I usually go between the hours of like 6 or 7. And it's cool because it's a great scene. There's a lot of other kids skating there. There's a bunch of people walking around and running around the park and exercising and stuff. So everybody's out there exercising. It's really cool. So, you're in good company. And for me, it's just a lot of fun. And I end up sweating like crazy and I look like a mess afterwards, but I feel amazing. And I only live about maybe a 5 or 6 minute skate to the park, so skating back home is quick and easy too. Didn't used to be like that. I used to have to actually take the train to get back, so I would always bring a change of clothes with me, and a couple times I even forgot to bring changes of clothes, and so I ended up having to get on the train a complete sweaty mess. It was pretty embarrassing, but so now I just skate home because we found a new place near my skate park that I like to go to, so it's kind of perfect dream location for me. And the roads in Bangkok are notoriously, bad, obviously, and it's like really hard to skate anywhere, but it just happens to be this road that we live on at Phnom Penh is actually smooth enough to skate, and there's a little side street I take that goes right to the skate park, and it's completely perfectly smooth asphalt, which is really nice. So so I get great exercise, and then after that, usually go back home, take a shower, put on some fresh clothes, and go to the restaurant on the corner where I'll have some tom yum soup, and it's like a really delicious Thai soup. It's so good, filled with herbs and spices and peppers and stuff like that, and a bit of oil as well, but it's got mushrooms in there, and it's got tofu, and it's got noodles, which I love. It's just a great combination. It's absolutely delicious. Sometimes I'll even have their Burmese tea leaf salad, which I really love. The most delicious dish of, one of my favorites ever is Burmese tea leaf salad. If you guys haven't ever had it, definitely check that out someday if you can. And then I also drink some more tea with mint. Again, very relaxing, especially in the evening. And I sit there and I watch educational YouTube videos. I don't watch anything entertaining. I watch, education. And I try to watch education that's entertaining. Like edutainment is really good for you because then you tend to enjoy it more and watch it longer. But I like to watch videos about different countries. I watch videos about different languages. I watch videos, nothing to do with internet marketing. Right? And that's kind of key, is that you don't want to just learn like one thing, then that's all. You really want to expand your mind outside of that. And it helps you stay productive, because honestly, like, you're always going to be learning different things, and it just kind of opens your mind up to the world around you. And it helps you learn more in what you were learning before, because you can't just learn one thing constantly. You really will get tired of it. So learn things outside of that one thing, and you'll come back to that and be happier and more, excited to learn more of it. So in the evening, I really just like to learn other stuff outside of internet marketing. And then go get a massage. Massages are only 300 baht, 350 baht, depending on where you go around here, and that's about 10 bucks. So for an hour, oil massage or foot massage, whatever, for 10 bucks, it's just unbeatable. So I get a massage every single day in the evening, and totally relaxes me, and come back home and try to go to sleep around, 11 o'clock, midnight, depends on how late everything goes. And then I try to do a podcast every day, and that's it. But just wanted to really set this in stone, guys, is that it's really important to make sure that you're doing all these things every single day consistently. You're exercising, you're meditating, you're working diligently, you're learning, you're eating and drinking healthy things. And you're maintaining a really good habit of it all and just building a good routine into your lifestyle. Because habits and routines will create a snowball effect in your life, right? So if you do work every single day to build something amazing, then you will build that into your life as a main habit and routine. And then if you learn every day, you learn good things, and you eat every day, and you eat good things, you have good exercise every day, all those things will be built into your life as a really solid routine of positive, good habits. And you will begin to just become this amazing, unstoppable person in your life. Little things will happen, and little things happen to all of us, but you'll get over them easily because you already know that you are unstoppable. And by becoming more healthy and happier, you're going to build confidence, self-confidence, which is going to attract you to better opportunities out there. And you'll continue to grow and expand your life, and it's just going to snowball like crazy for you. So just do this every little thing, you know, make the best decision you possibly can at every moment of your day to live a better life and to do better things and replace all that negative crap in your life and negative people and anything else that's just not serving your greater purpose. Replace that with things that do serve your greater purpose in life. And if you haven't figured that out yet, decide what your greater purpose is, right? That's the first thing to do. And then to just move towards it. And guys, there's no wrong decision that you can possibly make there. If you just decide what a greater purpose will be on your way to that, you might find a greater purpose that is even better that you aren't going to pursue then. So just make a decision. Any decision now is fine. And then you will learn as you go, and your experiences will guide you in the direction that you are destined to go. So stay productive and have a great day. And I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, definitely please leave me a review on the iTunes store. And if you're watching on YouTube, thumbs up, subscribe, all that good stuff. And tell your friends and family about this podcast. Word of mouth referrals are the best way that I'm able to serve a wider audience. So definitely let your friends know. You can always hit the share button wherever you're watching this and share it with your friend and tell them how awesome the podcast is. Well, thanks so much, guys, for listening, and talk to you in the next episode. Take care.